Hi, I'm Ruth Shapira. I'm happy you chose to listen today. Welcome to this episode of Inner Judaism, a podcast where you can experience the spiritual beauty of Judaism and the meaning it has for your own life. How can we become our best selves? That's the question that we're asked to focus on in this season of self-reflection. And as with anything worth undertaking, it involves a bit of time. There's nothing, well, except maybe coffee, which is instant. But even oatmeal is mislabeled. I challenge anyone to enjoy a bowl of oatmeal after just a stir of boiling water. Okay, but enough about that. I'm not talking about that kind of sustenance. I want to talk to you about a different type. The type that will nourish and sustain you. We'll learn about the process of self-discovery from a Jewish perspective. First, find a comfortable place to sit where you won't be interrupted. And turn off and tune out other distractions, really. This is important. But turn on that portion of your brain that is open to new ideas and new ways of thinking. And it's helpful in that process to be in the present moment. So go with me here and just notice your breath. And on the inhale and exhale, notice your chest rising and falling. You may want to put your hand on your chest and really feel that. And relax into this natural rhythm of your own breath. And do this a few more times. It's amazing what just noticing our breath does. The literal translation of what we're supposed to be engaged in during this time of year is teshuvah, which is often translated from the Hebrew as repentance. But really, the root word of teshuvah is shuv. So the literal, but also the spiritual meaning of that word is return. That's interesting, right? Rabbi Yitzhak Fingerer asks a great question. What are you returning to? What are you returning to? Well, his response, which is really beautiful, is that you are returning to your essence, to your pristine core, to your purest self, your pure soul. In Judaism, we believe that each one of us is holy and pure. But stuff gets messed up over time, and when we do teshuvah, we return to the purity, to the essence and holiness of who we really are. The slate gets wiped clean. But what does that mean? How do we get in touch with that part of ourselves, a part that perhaps has been hidden for quite some time? Well, this is ironic, but in modern Hebrew, the word teshuvah also means answer, reply, or a response. So if we really understand that properly and merge those two meanings, we could understand that there's an exchange. The process of returning will supply us answers in response to our questions about ourselves, about our lives, about what we and who we want to be. And for that next step, I want to discuss with you the practice of journaling. Journaling is not keeping a diary. I repeat, it's not like your eighth grade diary. Instead, it's like talking out loud to yourself and not censoring yourself. not just, you know, writing about your day, but what you think about your day, what you felt about your day, a question that came up for you, any gratitude that you experienced, literally anything, except without self-criticism. Keep objective. In my experience with coaching people who are involved in a process of change, journaling is the one practice that most people resist. Yet, it's a documented fact that journaling is incredibly powerful. It's an amazing tool for offering us insight into our truest self. Now, sometimes we may be fearful of that. Yet research tells us that journaling helps us accept rather than judge our mental experiences. That results in fewer negative responses to any stress we feel. I'm going to repeat that because that's really important for us to understand. The process of journaling helps us accept ourselves rather than judge ourselves, which results in fewer negative responses to stress. In 2022, a study by Sohal Singh, Dion and Gill demonstrated that time spent journaling about our deepest thoughts and feelings even reduced the number of sick days people were taking off work. And we also know, as a fact now, that the process of journaling, are you ready? Lowers blood pressure, improves the function of our organs, while reducing stress and improving psychological well-being. Wow. And all we need is a paper and a pen. And if the paper and a pen is really an obstacle, then you could journal into your phone. I'm not sure why we resist this practice of journaling so much when it is so effective. Even for me, though, I'm a resolute journaler. I don't know if that's a word. It's still not so easy when I face a blank page, even after doing this for so many years. I also find it challenging because my practice is not very regular, and that's what I need to work on. I need to change that and make it a habitual practice because I know it is so important. So I shared what holds me back, but what holds you back? Because the only one who will read what you write is you. And you can tear it up the second you finish writing if you like. Did I tell you? You're the one in charge. This is your journal. You can do whatever you want with it. You could write it in a fancy journal. You could write it in on a loose leaf paper. You could write it on a scrap of paper. You could do anything. This is your practice. I would love for you to try it a bit and see how it goes. Think of how you might take one tiny, small step towards this goal of self-discovery, of returning, in a Jewish sense, to your best and pure self. So now's a good time to invoke the Nike in you. Just commit to doing it. The little bit you do will imprint on your soul and increase your connection with the source. Thank you so much for listening and for involving yourself in the spiritual path of engagement by seeking out the deeper meaning that Judaism has for you. I'd love to hear from you when you get a chance. You could always write to me at innerjudaism@gmail.com. I'm the only one reading it, so you'll be writing to me. If you've liked what you heard, I hope you'll visit again. And if you can, Please rate this podcast so I'll know how I'm doing. Wishing you a glorious day and the ability to make this day better than yesterday.